Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Multnomah County's October Proclamation Ceremony. I just want to thank everyone for taking the time today to join us for this occasion. Proclamations serve to honor, celebrate, and recognize groups and individuals for their services and achievements. It helps us raise awareness about significant issues that affect our community here in Multnomah County. And today, we are creating space for five different proclamations that honor the Indigenous people of Multnomah County, recognize the importance of archive records documentation, raise awareness about cybersecurity, uplift the ongoing work to eliminate domestic violence and support survivors of domestic violence, and to celebrate Hispanic and Latina residents' culture and heritage. To kick things off, I'd like to welcome our presenters for the Indigenous Peoples Day Proclamation to the dais, so please feel free to come on down. And I will pass it over to Commissioner Julia Brim Edwards, who co-sponsored this proclamation, to introduce our first proclamation of the day.
Come on up. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Today, we are honored to acknowledge October 13th as a time to reflect on ways Indigenous peoples all over the world have improved our daily lives. Last year, Multnomah County added an additional floating holiday so all employees can recognize and celebrate the importance of Indigenous contributions to our community. I also want to acknowledge that yesterday, September 30th, was the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, where Indigenous peoples memorialized the atrocities and multi-generational effects of the Indian boarding school system. I want to thank Mamook Tillicums and J.R. Lilly, our tribal relations liaison from the Office of Government Affairs, for bringing this proclamation forward today with us. And with that, I would like to pass it to J.R. and our esteemed guests who will be reading the proclamation this morning. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Commissioner, Chair, and Board of County Commissioners. Yat e she jer lili ganishia tachini nishla sechikene bashachin tachini dashache doa tabahan dashanella. For those who don't speak Navajo, my name is J.R. Lilly, part of the Red Rents Water People, born for the Cliff Dwelling People. My mother's part of the Red Rents Water People as well. My father's father's part of the Edgewater People. I serve as Multnomah County's tribal liaison, and I have the pleasure of introducing my wonderful friends. And just a note, one of our friends is still on her way. And so she will be joining us, and when she arrives, she'll introduce herself. But for now, I would like to allow my guests to introduce themselves, and we'll jump into it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
My name is Eva Redbird. I'm part of the Indigenous team at Multnomah County Library.
And good morning. I'm Danelle Bronco. That's my government name. I am Stems silently, and my name is Nogaritzi.
Wonderful. And today we're here to, as Mamook Tillicums, which means work friends in Chinook language, to proclaim the Indigenous Peoples Day. We're not going to mention the other holiday that day falls on, because we want to center and honor Indigenous voices. And we definitely here at Multnomah County believe if we heal the land, we heal the people. And the work that we're doing with climate justice, the work we're doing with restoring families back together and educating the community is vital to making all this work. We are going to go ahead and start. And then when our friend Raven arrives, she will be reading, we'll be reading the English version, and Raven will be reading the Chinook Wawa version. Let's go ahead.
Proclaiming October 13th, 2025 as Indigenous Peoples Day in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County finds the Native American, Alaskan Native, and Indigenous heritage of Turtle Island, or what we now call the United States, extends since time immemorial and is a vital influence in our country's prosperity. The United States rests on the ancestral territory of the Indigenous tribal nations of this region and their homelands and villages with the stolen labor of our African siblings. And we acknowledge the multi-generational loss of life, loss of land, loss of water and waterways, loss of language, loss of children, and loss of culture due to the historical and ongoing colonization of this land that perpetuate the current structural barriers that impact the native quality of life. Our name, Multnomah, is derived from the Multnomah, who are a band of the Chinookan people, and we conduct daily business on Indigenous soil. We recognize that we are occupants, guests, and stewards of this land originally cared for by bands of the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde. Indigenous peoples and nations have lived here since time immemorial with their own knowledge, languages, relations with the environment, advocacy, science, philosophy, arts, and culture. Their historical and present-day contributions, relationships, history, and advocacy continue to shape the character of our region.
Recognizing that we are not the first caretakers of this land and that generations of Native American people called and continue to call this place home is essential to where we need to begin as a county and as a community. If we are intentional about equity and inclusion, being sincere in our words and actions will consistently result in respect for Native American people coming first. We are still here. Indigenous Peoples Day is an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the thriving traditions and deeply rooted values of the Indigenous peoples who reside in Multnomah County and their ancestors before them. By honoring and celebrating our regions and global first peoples, we are reclaiming a piece of history and ancestral wisdom and choosing to no longer observe a time of genocide. Recognizing and honoring the contributions to our society from Indigenous people groups from all across the globe, including North, Central, and South America, the Pacific Islands, and South Asia communities and tribal nations on every continent. Multnomah County proclaims October 13th, 2025 as Indigenous Peoples Day in Multnomah County, Oregon, to honor and celebrate the many contributions made by the Indigenous peoples through our local and global vibrant community. We encourage other businesses, organizations, public institutions, and community members to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day and to take time to learn and teach others around the history and the cultural significance of our county and Indigenous community.
Thank you, Danelle.
Madam Chair, can I ask, I don't know, JF, you're expecting them to drill, like momentarily, or whether potentially we could have the next proclamation and then when your third party, the other person arrives, just call the panel back up and then have the last part of the reading and then the photo. Could we do that?
We can do that. Do we have an ETA?
She's supposed to be here any minute.
Any minute, okay.
Or yeah. We can stand down.
Yeah.
Or we could have the other panel come up and then just call them back up.
Okay.
We can do that, yeah.
So we will, and we'll wait. Your suggestion is to wait to do the photo as well.
Yeah, I think so. It's like signing the proclamation.
Yeah, we'll do all that. Okay, we'll move on to the next one. We will finish this. They get here. So
then you come back up. And
okay.
Thank you so much.
Final reading, yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. This is a very informal. We don't have to follow all no one has to call for a motion to like change things around. We're all good here. Okay, great. So we'll finish reading the proclamation and have the signing and photograph a little bit. But right now I would like to welcome our presenters for Archives Month. Welcome to the dais. Before I pass it off to Terry, our county archivist for introductions, I do want to appreciate express my appreciation for all the help that your teams provided to my office this summer. Our College to County intern, Josefina, and my staff, Anne, have been working on a project to collect oral histories of the people who have contributed to homelessness policy at the city and county over the last 40 years. It's a big undertaking. The project really couldn't have happened without you and the help of your team, so I just want to appreciate that. I'll be so glad we are going to be able to host those stories in the county's digital archives and use those records for public access when we have our exhibit at the Oregon Historical Society in January. So it's going to be a great opportunity. So this is really the importance of your work, the magic of your work, which is really breathing life into these historical documents that have such a big impact on what is happening today. So I just want to thank you for that, and I will turn it over to you.
Chair Baker-Peterson, commissioners, my name is Mike Westburn.
Oh, just hit the button down at the bottom there. Oh, sorry, right at the base. There you go.
Perfect.
That green light's your indicator.
My name's Terry Baxter. I'm an archivist with the County Records and Archives Program. This is the 21st year Archives Month will be celebrated in Oregon. Its purpose is to increase the public's awareness of archival and historical records, educate people and organizations about preserving their own records, and encourage people to explore and use the archives in their area, including Multnomah County's. I'll now turn this over to my comrade, Nikki Kohlert, who is your digital archivist.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, thank you, Terry. Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. Proclaiming October 2025 Oregon Archives Month in Multnomah County, Oregon, Multnomah County finds the records of Multnomah County, the state of Oregon, the Pacific Northwest, and of all human beings wherever situated are crucial to our understanding of the past and in planning our common future. Archival institutions have a responsibility to provide the public with access to their records, and it's a goal of these institutions to increase public awareness of the vital role they play in safeguarding knowledge of our intellectual, cultural, social, and governmental heritage. Archival records document the activities of people, businesses, governments, and organizations. They provide context to our histories, provide evidence of our common and individual rights and obligations, and inform our collective journey forward to a just and equitable future. During Oregon Archives Month, we celebrate the value of Multnomah County's historic record, publicizing the many ways archival records enrich our lives and recognizing those who maintain our community's archival records. Multnomah County proclaims October 2025 as Oregon Archives Month in Multnomah County, Oregon, and encourages all citizens to discover the diverse documentary resources maintained by the varied cultural archival institutions in Multnomah County and to explore their relationship to the community and cultural memory.
So we are going to sign it at the board, but then we'll take a photograph right over here by the flag. So if folks, anyone who wants to join us for the digital archives picture is welcome to do that. And we'll do that. Yes.
Love archives.
I just archives. Excellent. So now we're going to go back to our first proclamation, Indigenous Peoples Day, and we will be able to hear now the proclamation in a native language.
Thank you, Chair and Board County Commissioners. Let me introduce my friend Raven, who is going to be reading the proclamation in Chinook Wawa.
It's good to see you again, Raven.
Shlushchi Song, good morning. Nice to see you guys again. My name is Raven. I'm Athabascan Yupik in Coville on my mom's side. And I'm Eastern Shoshone and Northern Ute on my dad's side. And I actually grew up in Grand Ronde, Oregon. So lovely to be here.
Good.
Okay. Ilokobuuk Board of County Commissioners puts Multnomah County, Oregon, the Hayash Wawa Pipa Quinum Tsum. Hayash Wawa Kaba, October 13th, 2025, Kagwa Shawash Tilakum Hayash San, Kaba Multnomah County, Oregon. Uk Multnomah County, Tleska Tlop Kagwa, Hayu Huloima Shawash Tilakum, Tleska Kumduks, Uk Neem Kaba, Uk Ilai Kaba, E Tlagwa Tanas Ilai. Holoima Tilakum Tleska Kumduks Ukbasa Neem Kaba Uk Ilai Kagwa. United States Quantum Ongadi Uk Shawach Tilakum Tleska Mithlite Kaba Uguk Ilai Yakwa. Uk Kumduks Piyaim Kaba Tleska Munkanui Tilakum Monaki Skukum Alda. Uk United States Ilai Uguk Kawa Uk Ilai Kaba Shawach Tilakum P Tleska Ankari Tilakum Holoima Masachi Tilakum Tleska Chagu P Kopshwala Uguk Ilai Kaba Uk Shawach Tilakum. Wak Tleska Kopshwala Slail Tilakum P Munk Tleska Mamuk Hayu Pusbasan Tilakum Hayu Insaika Ikta Chagu Hilu Kawa Basin Tilakum Tleska Munk Masachi Ikta Hayu Insaika Ankari Tilakum Tleska Chagu Hilu Piwak Hayu Tsuk Chagu Hilu Pi Wacht Hayu Long Chagu Hilu Wacht Hayu Tanash Chagu Hilu Pi Wacht and Saika Ol Shawash Oihwe Ikta Chagu Hilu Tanox Week Conway Shawash Ikta Chagu Hilu Boston Tilakum Dret Tigu Masachi Ikta Kagwa Tleska Chagu Monaki Skukum. Ka Boston Tilakum Tleska Muk Masachi Ikta Kaba Shawash Tilakum Alda. Uk Ni Multnomah Chagu Kaba Uk Chinook Tilakum Ankari Multnomah Tlak Amas Chinook Tilakum Tleska Mithlite Kaba Uguk Ilai Li Ankari Tleska Mithlite Ikwa Ilip Uk Boston Tilakum Tleska Chagu Alda Holoima. Tilakum Tleska Mithlite Kaba Uk Ilai Kagwa Ilai Ka Uk Multnomah Tlakamas Chinook Tilakum Tleska Mithlite Ongadi Ninsaika Kumduks Uk Dret Holoima Tilakum Ninsaika Kaba Uguk Ilai Ninsaika Kumduks Kagwa Chichalu Ongadi Tilakum Kaba Shawash Ilai Tilakum Tleska Ilai Uguk Chichalu Shawash Ilai Tilakum Tleska Ongadi Tilakum Munktuin Uguk Ilai Ilip Kaba Uk Holoima Tilakum Tleska Chagu. Lili Ankari Shawash Tilakum Tleska Mithlite Kaba Uk Ilai Hilu Tilakum Tleska Kumduks Kanchi Lili Ankari Tleska Mithlite Yakwa. Tleska Ankari Tilakum Tuin Hayu Kumduks P Lalong P Tleska Kumduks Katapus Munk Hayu Ikta Flush Kaba Ilai. Ka Tleska Yaim Pi Uk Ikta Tleska Wawa Uk Munk Monaki Flush Ikta Kaba Tilakum Pi Ilai Alda. Tleska Week Ilip Insaika Pis Insaika Munk Flush Dumdum Kaba Shawash Ilai Hayu Tilakum Kimta Insaika Wawa Uk Ilai Insaika Ilai Pis Insaika Tigi Munk Tilakum Kanamox Pi Yatlin Shawash Tilakum Insaika Munk Hayash Wawa and Saika Tuan Flush Dum Dum Kaba Shawash Tilakum. Ka and Saika Mithlite Kaba Shawash Tilakum Hayash San Flush and Saika Munk Kumduks Uk Shawash Tilakum Pikata Tleska Munk Ikta. Flush Tilakum Munk Kumduk Shawash Tilakum Tleska Mithlite Kaba Multnomah County Alda. Wacht Flush and Saika Munk Kumduks Tlaksta Tleska Ankari Tilakum Pikata Tleska Mithlite Ankari. Pus Insaika Munk Kumduks Kaba Shawash Tilakum Alda Insaika Chagu Kumduks Flush Ikta Kaba Tlakska Yaim P Ankari Kumduks Pus Insaika Munk Kagwa Alda Oski Week Shawash Tilakum Tleska Chagu Hilu Wacht Insaika Nanich P Munk Sakhli Uk Ikta Shawash Tilakum Munk Uk Shawash Tilakum Kaba Sakhli Yakwa Kikwili Tzaltsuk Ilai Kanawi Ilai. October 13th, 2025, Kagwa Shawash Tilakum Hayash San Uguk Plus Multnomah County, Oregon, Dret Insaika Munk Kumduks, Kanawi Uk Ikta Shawash Tilakum Tleska Munk kaba kanawi uk tilakham yakwa insaika tigi uk monaki hayu hloima tilakham tlaska chagu kandaks uk shawash tilakham hayash san wacht flush tlaska chagu kandaks uk shawash ila iyaim oye afki tlaska mun kandaks monaki hayu hloima tilakham kaba uk shawash ila iyaim hayumasi. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Raven. Really appreciate you coming here to do this. We're going to sign the proclamation, and then we'll move over here to that side, to this side of the room to take a picture. And I invite anyone who would like to be a part of this proclamation's photo to please join us down there.
And as we're making our way up, we'd like to invite anyone and everyone on October 13th to join us at Barbie's Village. At 4 p.m., there's going to be a children's powwow. There'll be vendors. There's going to be a great celebration, all Indigenous people. So feel free to join us, and we'd love to have you celebrate Indigenous people in all your ways. Thank you.
Right, thank you, everyone. Now I would like to invite Tracy Massey, the Director of the Department of County Assets, Sim Ogle, our Deputy Chief Information Officer, up to the dais for the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month proclamation. Thanks, you guys, for being here. Before you start, I want to just give a huge shout out to the entire IT team. The public may not know this, but we really do have a world-class IT team here at Multnomah County. They kept our data safe and insulated during the CrowdStrike attacks last year. It was potentially the largest IT outage in the history, and we were very minimally impacted by this. We know that data and security needs increase each year, and it's great to have this team that we can count on. I also want to give a shout out to County Comms and the County Attorney's Office and my office for getting top marks in last year's phishing simulation. So, the county leadership group did not do so well, so we'll work on that for next year. With that, I will hand it over to Tracy.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm Tracy Massey, and I'm the Department Director for County Assets, and I serve as Chief Information Officer. As such, I'm pleased to bring this proclamation forward on behalf of the county's IT staff and specifically our IT security team. But as you know, cybersecurity is not just an IT responsibility. We all have a part in it. The human element is the most significant vulnerability and the biggest point of defense in modern cybersecurity. This requires continuous education and proactive behavioral change. And I hope you all look out for opportunities to learn more this month and share them out with your staff and others. And now I'll turn it over to Sim to read the proclamation.
Thank you, Tracy. Good afternoon, Chair and Board of County Commissioners. My name is Sim Ogle. I'm the Deputy Chief Information Officer. My pronouns are he, him. Today, we're proclaiming October 2025 as National Cybersecurity Awareness Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. October 2025 marks Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a crucial time to strengthen the digital defenses safeguarding the information we are entrusted with. We also recognize that our employees remain our most important line of defense against increasing online threats. Across the nation, there is a dramatic rise in social engineering attacks made even more sophisticated by generative AI. These types of attacks don't exploit technical flaws. They use psychology, to exploit human trust. Our month-long cybersecurity awareness campaign will equip employees to recognize common red flags, such as suspicious links, unusual requests, and unexpected attachments. To address these attacks, Multnomah County is shifting to a proactive cybersecurity strategy. This new approach focuses on preventing incidents rather than just responding to them, offering a clear understanding of user behavior and enabling more effective and timely risk identification. We are also modernizing our training to focus on immersive hands-on simulations and behavior-based learning, including realistic mock phishing exercises. By incorporating gamification and micro-learning, we aim to make this training engaging and effective. These efforts support national initiatives promoting cyber awareness, and we encourage everyone to visit www.stopthinkconnect.org to learn more and embrace the message, Stop, Think, Connect. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility, and this month aims to reinforce the critical role our employees play in Multnomah County cybersecurity. Multnomah County proclaims October 2025 as Cybersecurity Awareness Month in the county.
Thank you, Tracy and Sam. We will sign it and then we will have a photo. Anyone here for this is welcome to join us for the photo. All right, thank you, everyone. Up next, it's an honor to invite the presenters for the Domestic Violence Awareness Month proclamation to the dais. We know that domestic violence thrives in isolation and secrecy. Today, we have this opportunity to amplify collective voices to end the silence around domestic violence. I'm so grateful to have our teams from DCHS here today to shine a light on these issues. I want to thank Commissioner Moyer for co-sponsoring this proclamation with DCHS, and Commissioner Moyer, I will pass it to you.
Yes, I just am honored to be able to bring this forward today as a reminder that our community still has a long way to go in addressing domestic violence and its ramifications to families, communities, and individuals. And I'll turn it over to the proclamation.
Thank you so much, Chair Vega Peterson and commissioners, for allowing us to be here today. My name is Rhea Dumont. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the manager of the Domestic and Sexual Violence Coordination Office.
Hi, good afternoon. So happy to be here. My name is Kara Sidnor. I use she, her pronouns, and I am a program specialist senior with the Domestic and Sexual Violence Coordination Office.
And I'd love to acknowledge the Domestic and Sexual Violence Coordination Office, our amazing community and system partners. If you can and you want to, feel free to stand up. But thank you all for being here and for all the work that you do. Every day, survivors of domestic violence face danger, fear, and uncertainty in our community. And with housing scarce and critical federal funding and other funding under constant threat, these life-saving services that they offer safety, support, and hope, they are more essential right now than they have ever been before. So today, we gather together to honor survivors and reaffirm our commitment to ensuring that help is always within reach in our community. Proclaiming October 2025 as Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Multnomah County, Multnomah County finds domestic violence is a complex and pervasive problem in our community that affects individuals across economic, racial, gender, educational, religious, and societal lines. Domestic violence is not just physical, but it can include emotional, mental, and financial abuse.
Although domestic violence can affect anyone, the impact is not uniform. Survivors from historically oppressed populations, including individuals with disabilities, members of the LGBTQI2S+ communities, immigrants, older adults, and women of color experience disproportionate rates of domestic violence. These disproportionate impacts are often a direct result of systemic barriers, inequities, and inherent racism, sexism, homophobia, ableism, ageism, and other oppressions in our service systems. Recent and ongoing federal funding cuts threaten to further widen these inequities, leaving communities most impacted by violence with fewer resources and support.
Nationally, 1 in 3 women, 1 in 9 men, and more than half of all trans and non-binary people will experience domestic or sexual violence at some point in their lives. Domestic violence affects us all. Survivors are our family members, our neighbors, our coworkers, and our friends.
1 in 15 children are exposed to domestic violence every year, and between 30 and 60% of perpetrators of intimate partner violence also abuse children in the home. Exposure to domestic violence harms children and places them at risk of experiencing further violence.
Domestic violence is a leading cause of houselessness among women and their children in the United States. 63% of women experiencing homelessness report experiencing intimate partner violence. Nationally, over 80% of survivors entering shelters identify finding housing I can afford as an immediate need. An increased cost of living combined with reductions to funding for critical housing and safety programs have intensified the barriers survivors face when fleeing abuse and seeking long-term stability.
Financial abuse occurs in 99% of domestic violence cases, resulting in fraudulent debt, property damage, and loss of income for nearly 8 million missed days of paid work each year, which is the equivalent of more than 32,000 full-time jobs.
From 2020 to 2024, there were 48 fatalities related to domestic violence in Multnomah County. This includes 40 homicide victims and 8 perpetrators. 60% of these victims were killed by an intimate partner, while 35% were killed by a family member.
Multnomah County is committed to supporting the safety, dignity, and self-determination of those who have been harmed by domestic violence, safeguarding the well-being of children that have been impacted by domestic and sexual violence, and providing appropriate intervention and accountability with domestic violence offenders.
Multnomah County is a leader in addressing domestic violence through its prevention, public safety, and health and human services programs. Our cross-sector collaboration stretches across housing, criminal justice, law enforcement, community-based services, and more. While our programs are dedicated and passionate about serving survivors and their families, we know the needs are far greater than our current system can address. These needs are only deepened by federal funding reductions that diminish local capacity to provide life-saving services, making county and community-based services more essential than ever. We are committed to continuously working toward a future where all survivors and their families can find safety and stability in Multnomah County.
Multnomah County proclaims October 2025 to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Multnomah County. We urge all Multnomah County residents to actively work towards eliminating domestic violence by supporting and believing in promoting healthy, respectful relationships.
We also want to give you all one of these fabulous shirts so that you can show your support for survivors and the work that we're all doing to end domestic violence in our community. And if you need a different size, we may or may not have it, but we'll try.
Thank you so much. So we are going to sign this and then take a picture. And I really encourage everybody to come up. We will fit you into the photograph if you want to be a part of this, which we would love for you to be. Right. Bienvenidos a todos que están aquí para esta proclamación. It's so great to be here with everyone today, and I want to thank everyone who's here for this proclamation. It's our final one of the day, and I would like to invite the presenters for the Hispanic and Latina Heritage Month up to the dais. With everything that is going on right now, with the president commandeering the National Guard within our own county, with the indefensible actions of ICE and their draconian tactics within our community, with many community members living in fear for their safety and their family safety, to the point where we've heard from some community members who decided not to be here today and join us because they are fearful of what might happen. With all of that in mind, I am so proud of our collective efforts to organize this proclamation and the ceremony that is happening immediately after this in this room. I want to thank our employees of color ERG, the Immigrant and Refugees ERG, Commissioner Vince Joan Dixon, and Bienestar de la Familia for their support of the event, and to all our community members who are here with us today. Thank you so much for being a part of this. What follows will be a celebration. There will be joy, there will be music, there will be so much food and so much community because we are resilient, We are defiant, and we refuse to bend our knee and bow our heads to this administration. We have so much to celebrate and so much to be thankful for. I want to give thanks to the 886 Hispanic and Latino employees at Multnomah County for their contributions to Multnomah County and to our broader community every single day. And with that, I will pass it off to Zumana, who is the chair of our Employees of Color ERG. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Commissioners, for allowing us to present this proclamation for Hispanic and Latina Heritage Month. My name is Zumana Rahman. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a project manager for the Health Department and also the chair of the county's Employees of Color Employee Resource Group. I am of Bangladeshi descent, but I do have a half Latina child. So this is a very special proclamation for me as well. So I will pass it off to Mario.
Buenas tardes, good afternoon, Chair. Thanks again, Commissioners. It's always a blessing and a pleasure to be here. My name is Mario Cardenas. I work with the Office of Consumer Engagement. I'm a KSA program coordinator, and it's just such a blessing. I just want to touch a little bit as a man, a color, Latino, multicultural, the importance of culture. La cultura cura, our culture heals, right? And as a Latino, Mexicano, Americano, Costarricense, I'm a little mix, I'm a little Heinz 57. I know what it's like to be in this spot. It's not the first time. Familia heals, right? Our culture heals. Latinos, as Latinos, we've often shared our culture. We share our food, our diversity, our música, our joy, and our truth, right? And I just want to invite all our cultures, because Multnomah County's been a melting pot of cultures, and I've always felt welcome here. I've never felt excluded, right? My first time intervention I had through Multnomah County, they kind of dragged me to recovery and said, you know what, get your life together. And I'll give that to Carmen Montano, who's my PO back in the days. And that was my road to recovery. I was embraced, my culture was embraced, right? Shout out to the Westside Clinic. I'm a man living with HIV positive for the past 20 years, and I've never felt excluded. They've always made me feel welcome because Multnomah County understands culture. Living as a Latino, we live it, we promote that. Culturally specific services, man, is so important. And that's for all our community. And I think if we're able to share, honor, and respect each other's culture, that's where the healing begins. That's all about love. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I know it took more time than I'm supposed to. Much love. Thanks again. I love you guys. We'll pass it on to Jeffrey Navarro.
Gracias, Mario. Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity and Board Commissioners. I was getting nervous for many reasons today because I represent the voices of many people in my culture and in my planet. Jesus Navarro is my name, and I work for the Behavioral Health Division at the In Assist Program in Multnomah County. And it is my honor to read the proclamation today. Proclaiming September 15 through October 15th of 2025 as a Hispanic and Latina Heritage Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County finds, A, for over 50 years, Multnomah County has observed and recognized Mes de Nuestra Cultura Hispana Latina. It's a mouthful for me to pronounce that because I'm part of that culture. Also known as National Hispanic and Latina Heritage Month from September 15th to October 15th. This period marks independence anniversaries of several Latin American nations, including Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico, Chile, and Belize. Each year, we celebrate the diverse contribution that Hispanics and Latina communities bring to our community. It's been said before, and recently by Mario, that culture heals. And I have many stories, I won't go there today, but I have many stories that is not just the word culture, but is the components of our culture that heals. And it heals in many different ways. One of the ways that can heal somebody is by being embraced. I'm proud to say that in my culture, we embrace people that look different than us, somebody who's foreign or somebody who suffers. B, this year's theme, La Cultura, Culture Heals, invites you to dig deep into our culture's roots to honor ancestral wisdom and recognize that the pathway to health, restoration, and lifelong well-being exists within our cultural values. Traditions and indigenous practices. Culture grounds us in dignidad, guides us with respeto, connects us with confianza, and sustains us with cariño. One of the words that I was reminded of today that does not translate even into Spanish, but we somehow got a word that mimics the meaning of it from Nahuatl, which is apapachar. It would translate very lightly to something about hugging with the soul to another person. And so today is an apapacho from one culture to another. La cultura cura reminds us that our cultura, our language, food, música, historias, plenty of them, and Mario and I do, but we won't go there today, and abuelitas consejos is not only our identity, but also medicine. Culture heals, culture strengthens, culture sustains lifelong bienestar. C, we recognize that our communities live, work, and thrive in ancestral homelands and indigenous people. As mestizo Latine peoples, our stories are connected, branded together by shared indigenous roots, histories of survival, resilience, and healing. D, through our cultura, we learn from ancient teachings passed down from our elders to live in balance with one another. That's something I couldn't understand when I was a kid. Today I do. This circular way of learning affirms that when families and communities grow stronger, so do individuals. I also learned throughout my years in life that we're not meant to be alone. We're meant to be in a community. La cultura cura reminds us that healing is a generational pass from abuelitas to nietos, from ancestors to future leaders. And I want to be an echo for future leaders that all cultura really cures any culture. But today we're talking about Latino culture. E, Latino communities have had presence in Oregon for centuries. In fact, some of my ancestors come from Aztlan. And for those who might not know what Aztlan is, it's nearby in the neighborhood of Wyoming. So our cultura is from here, in essence. Today, we make up 14% of the county's population, with over 103,000 individuals probably identified as Latino or Hispanic. And we are growing. By 2050, about 2 out of 10 county residents will be Latino. I think more than that if you count my family. Resilience has shaped us into most diverse communities. Somos mestizos. Somos del maíz. Somos del sol. Somos del abrazo. We are Black, Brown, Native, and Indigenous communities from many nations with over 400 languages spoken in our country. Our differences are our strengths to unity. Migrated here, often fleeting dire and violent conditions, have the freedom and opportunity to thrive, pursue their dreams, and give back to the community. All are welcome today, tomorrow, no matter what.
Multnomah County is committed to support and celebrating our Hispanic and Latinx neighbors, families, and communities. Together, we affirm that La Cultura Cura, our culture heals, unites, and sustains us. It offers our dignity, respect, trust, love, and hope. It is the medicine we carry to transform pain into resilience and to plant seeds of healing for future generations. Multnomah County proclaims September 15th through October 15, 2025 as Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month in Multnomah County, Oregon, in recognition, solidarity, and celebration of many contributions of Hispanic Latinx residents to the county and our community. Together, we declare La Cultura Cura, our culture heals. Our culture sustains us. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
All right, thank you so much for that. The proclamations, we are gonna sign it and then we'll take a picture. So again, anyone who's here for this proclamation, please join us. We will make sure everybody gets in and gets your face seen. Afterwards, we're having a celebration right in this room. We have delicious food from Salsa Locas and tamales from Tamale Boy. We will also have live music from the Ivan Almos Latin Ensemble, Lotería. Oh, I didn't know that. Guest speakers and more. So everybody stay here if you want to be a part of that. But right now, let's come up and do the photograph. And I will say that we are going to be look forward to welcome you back next month, the first Wednesday in November, November 5th, from noon to 1 p.m. for next month's ceremony. So we are adjourned. We'll do the photo and then we'll have the food. Thank you.